Power 98.7 podcast. You're listening to Eusebius Makaiser on Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
23 minutes before noon, and as we march towards noon, we're going to be talking about polyamory. I just love the word. If you're a cunning linguist, you will love it. Someone else was saying earlier, why are we talking about polyamory? No one should be mixing Latin and Greek. Obviously, that's another cunning linguist who no doubt loves word. But polyamory basically puts, we'll get Melanie to define it in a second, but if somebody is consensually in concurrent relationships and they do so because they believe that it's possible and it's perfectly okay to be with more than one person at the same time, then that person would be polyamorous. I think that's the most basic way of describing it, as opposed to being just in a monogamous relationship, which many of us are not in monogamous relationships, but it seems to be the ideal that we would profess publicly. So the question is, what do you make of polyamory? Are you in a polyamorous relationship? Perhaps you are married or dating someone and dating two or three other people at the same time. I would love to hear from you. And if you are not, what are your thoughts on polyamorous relationships? 0861 987 000. Give us a call or SMS your thoughts, 44622. And you can also tweet at PowerFM987. And if you are in a polyamorous relationship, all three of you can come on the show with your viewpoints and tell us how it's working out for you. 22 minutes before noon. With me on the line is Melanie. Melanie, thank you so much for agreeing to chat to us. I really do appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, and hi to you and your listeners.
Yeah, the reason why I'm saying I appreciate it, not just out of courtesy, is that although you are willing to speak, it must be tiring to have to come onto a radio platform and be interviewed by people who are so curious at what is just an arrangement for you that works.
It is a private arrangement, but at the same time, I feel privileged to be able to talk to people, to explain it, and to perhaps take away some of the stigma attached.
Absolutely, then. So let's start with the definition. It's a word that is a little bit weird. How would you describe what a polyamorous relationship is in very simple terms?
I do agree that it is a disgusting mixture of Latin and Greek, and we should be looking at other options. The word was coined decades ago, so we can't really change it right now. It really does focus on the idea of poly meaning multiple and amor meaning love. And to me, that is the focus. It is loving relationships. It's not sexual relationships. It's intimate, emotional relationships.
Oh, okay, I see. So let's talk then about a specific example. I think in your case, unless I'm mistaken, you are actually married, aren't you, to a man, and you've been married for 10 years?
Yes, 10 and a half years now. We've been happily married.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And so in what respect is your relationship, even though you're married and within the context of your marriage, in which sense is it polyamorous, Melanie?
What it is that we have our own relationship together. There is the two of us, and together we are a relationship. But we both agree that one person cannot give everything to you, that you do need other people in your lives. Now, for me and for my husband, those other people we would like to have close, intimate, physical, emotional, and intellectual relationships with them. For a lot of people, that's not necessary, and I understand that completely. But between the two of us, we have an open and honest relationship where we talk about the other people that we are interested in, and we talk about the way that that will affect each other, and we always make sure that we get consent for it. Mm. I'm currently dating another man as well, and we've recently all moved in together.
Oh, wow.
Along with his, my boyfriend's fiancé, who also lives with us now. So that has been quite an unusual set up in the polyamory communities, because there are obviously a lot of questions and a lot of negative ideas that are spread about polyamorists living together and how we're setting ourselves up for disaster.
Okay, I'll get to the negative ideas in a second. I'm more interested in you just in the first instance describing for us how the setup would work. So, I mean, I would have thought the very first thing is that one might get jealous. I will not overshare with my listeners, although they know that I sometimes do, but with at least with more than one person that I've been in a relationship with and been in love with, I thought I might be capable of polyamory. And the worst thing for me, Melanie, was once witnessing a man that I was in love with actually kissing someone else. I couldn't handle it. I actually threw a tantrum. So just in terms of intimacy, if you've been with your husband for more than 10 years, you guys have been friends for even longer than that, you have a basic hormonal response to him. Isn't the thought of him with another person just difficult, just on a biochemical level?
Jealousy affects different people differently. I've never been an incredibly jealous person, so that made it easy for me to leave that behind. My husband, on the other hand, did suffer from jealousy, but we realized that jealousy is actually, like fear or any other emotion, a way that we can look at ourselves, a question that we can ask. Instead of just saying that I am jealous and just leaving it at that and expecting everyone to give in to you, we have to think, why am I jealous? You know, our parents always told us when we were children to share, and that it was wrong to get angry, and that we should rather look at why we're doing that. And that's how I deal with jealousy. If I do have that feeling of vulnerability and insecurity when I see my husband with someone else, I have to stop and go, what is making me feel this way? It can't just be the physical contact. It has to be something deeper than that. And usually, for me personally, my jealousy is often based in time and intimacy and emotional connectiveness. So if I don't feel that I have spent enough time with my husband and now he is wanting to spend time with another person, I can then focus on that and move forward with that. And that usually helps me get past my jealousy.
That sounds... I mean, I'm just absolutely in awe of so much maturity within a relationship, because what I'm thinking about here on a sexual level, on an emotional level, how do you manage to get emotions to be in tandem with your calm, reflective viewpoint? In other words, what I mean by that is you and I are now chatting, and it's very detached from an actual situation where you might come home from shopping and he's, say, busy being intimate with the fiancé of your new boyfriend if they've started having a relationship, Melanie. Are you able to remind yourself as you are busy getting the groceries out, let me not be jealous, that is just distrust. It's a negative emotion. You know what I mean? Like, this kind of intellectual understanding is perfect. But in the actual moment when you had to see your partner that you married with someone else, does this intellectual understanding rescue emotions that might get a little bit troublesome?
No, it doesn't. With training and practice and focus, it gets easier. What will happen now is that we've been together for 10 years. I can hold my tongue for long enough to be able to say, look, I need time to sit and talk. And I'm not saying that I keep my jealousy to myself. I don't. I speak about it to everyone involved in the situation. I say, I'm feeling jealous. I don't know why. I want to talk about this. I want to put an end to it. And everyone is very open to that communication. Now, of course, I don't want to interrupt something that's going on. I'm very happy when my husband or any of my partners are involved with other people. It's a word called compersion, which was invented by polyamorists to describe the happiness you feel when you see someone you love involved with someone new. It's almost as if to say, well, I love this person and I'm so happy that they are finding happiness with another person as well.
Okay. Is it possible to love the partners that you have in your polyamorous relationships equally and equally intensely? Or is it like, my apologies for this analogy, it's the only one I can think of. Is it like having a favorite child?
I put the example of children to it very easily because my experience with children is that you love your children equally but in different ways. And you never tell them when you prefer one to the other. And it usually changes often which one is your favorite on a particular day or even a particular moment. I've never experienced it where I love two of my partners equally. But then I haven't been involved with anyone for as long as I've been involved with my husband for. But I don't think that that would be... something that I couldn't see as a possibility. I definitely see that with more time and intimacy spent together, my emotional connection to other people could well be equal. But then there's also equality is not always the way things need to be. There's such a thing as justice. Mm. Do I give emotionally of myself to my partners enough for them to be happy, enough for them to be content? One person might need more time, whereas another would need more physical displays of affection.
I absolutely understand that. A more mundane question now that your boyfriend has moved in with the fiancé. I mean, a lot of people, when they debate polyamory, they're upset about the sort of ethics of it and whether there will be sexual jealousy. But even in monogamous relationships, Melanie, sometimes they just don't work out for incredibly boring reasons, like he refuses to make sure that he leaves the seed down, or disagreement about where to go on holiday. In terms of the more mundane domestic detail, is it not a crowded space now?
It's not a very crowded space. We're very lucky for everyone to be able to have their own space. And it was one of the things that we looked for, is that we didn't want people to be on top of each other. But yes, the more mundane things is that, you know, it's all love and roses until someone needs to do the dishes.
But that happens in a monogamous family with 20 kids, for example.
Exactly.
So it's not the nature of polyamory that brings
it
about.
It's not the nature of polyamory. We've got many, many families in South Africa who have multiple adults in them, be them aunties, uncles, grandpa, grannies, all living together. So it's not a purely polyamorous experience.
Do you think that your polyamorous relationship is different or just more honest than many South Africans who actually have multiple relationships at the same time? It's called cheating.
I believe that it is definitely more honest, and it also is more ethical. It allows everyone to know what they're getting in for. There are no secrets, there are no lies. We're not expecting anyone to make decisions based on information they don't have. For example, it's just my fear with cheating is often the safer sex aspect. If someone is cheating and you discover at a later time, you haven't had the opportunity to protect yourself in the way you would want to be protected. Your consent to having perhaps more dangerous intimate times has been removed from you. And I do tend to focus on this consensual nature of it. I have never forced anyone to be involved in a polyamorous relationship with me. Everyone has the option. We can always talk about it. We can always make other plans. To talk of a friend of mine who was the first person to introduce the word polyamory to me, he is currently in a monogamous relationship because he just thought about it, and his life without his partner, who is monogamous, would be less. And that was more important to him than polyamory.
I'm hanging on to every single word, and I'm convinced about polyamory now. Are you? Give us a call, 0861-987-000. Would you be open to a polyamorous relationship? What are your thoughts? I mean, Melanie doesn't sound like a freak. She's smart, she's calm, she's thought it through. And so any stereotype you have, I'm sure, has gone through the window. What are your thoughts on polyamorous relationships where you are consensually dating multiple partners, perhaps having them in the same house? I would dearly love to have House of Eusebius McKaiser. It's 10 minutes before 12. We're going to continue the conversation in a second. But let me just hear from Mandla in Midrand. Hello, Mandla.
Hi, Eusebius. How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
All right. Eusebius, I just want to understand what you're saying about polyamorous. Me and my woman are into swinging, and I just want to understand what is the difference between this and swinging. Swinging in the sense of, you know, two married couples swapping partners, be it in, you know, it's all over the country. It's happening all over the place. And I just want to understand what is the difference between this and that. Because swinging is purely physical, sexual. There's no emotions involved. We meet, we do, you know, meet and greet over drinks. We walk away, you know, we decide later on, do we meet this couple again? We do meet them. We do the deed and then we walk away. The idea is to keep emotions out of it. You don't repeat the same couple twice in 3 months or 6 months. And then things like that. So I just want to understand.
Hold on, Mandla. That's fascinating. Melanie?
Well, the interesting thing is that polyamory and swinging and all other forms of open relationships are part of the same umbrella term, which is consensual non-monogamy. my relationships are different from swinging, and I must admit that I did try swinging. The problem is that I find it impossible to divorce emotions from my sexual relationships. So I don't want to have sex. I don't want with a stranger, with someone I'm just friends with. I want to be able to cuddle with them and talk about my feelings afterwards and to tell them how I feel about them. And that is how it works for me. With swingers, that's not how it works for them. The thrill of the sexual activities, the knowledge that this person doesn't have to take away anything or interfere with your everyday life is obviously part of the appeal. For me, it doesn't work. But I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying that we're different people.
Mandla, do you guys not swing with the same couple regularly because you're trying to avoid the potential of the sex morphing into emotional intimacy?
100%, you say, because what you're trying to is, like I said, you don't repeat the same couple, you know, within 3 months. So even longer than that. So there's lots of swingers around you. I saw you the other day at Umlazi at Max's.
We were
a couple from around there.
What happens in Umlazi stays in Umlazi.
Exactly. So what I'm trying to say is it's all over. So there's enough pool out there for you not to repeat the same people. You cannot afford, especially with your wife.
Okay.
You cannot afford to repeat the same people.
Okay.
People are, you know, emotional beings. They do get attached to these things. So you need to be able to manage that.
Okay,
it's about your
enough.
Freedom, that is it.
Okay, you should have told me when we were in Malaysia. I went home empty-handed. Now you're calling the show. Thanks, Manjula. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye.
Melanie, we're going to wrap up the show in a second. Just what are your final thoughts then to people who say, beyond you being impressive with spelling out the consensual element, the fact that it works, you manage jealousy, it's sometimes just fear that needs to be talked through. Practically, you might have convinced a lot of people, but some people will say, it is just immoral.
Morals are a personal thing. For some, the label of immoral onto another person's consensual activity that does not harm anyone else or even hinder anyone else's happiness should just, I cannot understand how people can do that. It is a personal choice and it is a personal life. And I think perhaps we should focus on ethics rather than morality. The thing about it is that I am never, ever going to say that monogamy is wrong. I know many monogamists. They are perfectly happy in their lives. But this is an option for people who don't feel that monogamy is right for them and that they still love their other partners, even though they want more, and they don't want to hurt them by cheating, by lying to them, by having to hide things from them.
Absolutely. Very well put. Melanie, thank you so much for making time and giving us an insight into your relationship. I really do appreciate it.
It's more than a pleasure. And if your listeners could go to www.polyamory.co.za, they can find out all the information about the South African polyamorous groups.
Polyamory.co.za.
That is correct.
I'm going to be there like a voyeuristic bear. Thanks for calling in.
It's a pleasure.